Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and today's devotional study is entitled Standing Up Against the Wrong. Please visit our page, BibleStudy.ASBZone.com, where you can find all our previous podcasts and such resources as the key principles of effective Bible study. You will also find a list of the platforms from which our podcasts can be accessed, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, coming soon, and much, much more. But before we get into this study, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your goodness. We thank you for all that you do for us, all that you try to accomplish in our lives, and we're very resistant. We thank you for your word. We ask you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will come and be with us right now and help us that we will rightly divide your words of truth. Help us that we will get a blessing from this reading in Jesus' name. Amen. Standing up against the wrong. We live in an era, in a time where this title probably has a lot of significance to a lot of different people. There are a lot of things that are going on that are not right. And there are a lot of calls for people to stand up and to do something. Stand up and not let things go poorly. We are reminded that all that is required for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. But the Bible also tells us in Ecclesiastes, because judgment against an evil work is not executed speedily, the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. It can be discouraging to see things going on poorly. The Lord prophesied as much in Matthew 24, where he said, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." We can't afford to let that happen to us. We have to trust in God. But there comes a time where you have to stand up against the wrong. And this, you know, this is not, I'm not trying to tell you exactly when that time is or what that situation is. That's not what the purpose of this study is. The purpose of this study is to understand two things. One, there is an appropriate time to stand up. That's one. There is an appropriate time. And it is incumbent on every person to know when that time is. We see it in, you know, some of the famous stand-up stories are Daniel, in the book of Daniel, frankly. But in Daniel chapter 1, we see one kind of standing up. In Daniel chapter 3, we see another kind of standing up. In Daniel chapter 6, we see another kind of standing up. And all of those are important. There are lessons that we can derive from each one of them. The key thing for the Christian is we always have to stand up properly. We always have to be Christ-like when we stand up. Everything doesn't require confrontation, and every confrontation does not necessarily look the same. I would encourage each one to understand for themselves, to pray earnestly, to understand how they need to stand up. Too often, we're worried about how other people should be standing up and when other people should be standing up and where other people should be standing up. And what they should be standing up for. We really need to know what we stand for and where we will stand. If you look through the kings of Israel, if you look through the time of Israel under the kings, you'll find that many kings, there were some good kings and there were some bad kings, and there were many kings that did foolish things. And good people didn't always oppose them openly. Doesn't mean they weren't good people, right? Doesn't mean they weren't good people. It does mean that there's a time and a place for things. It doesn't mean that every time you see people not standing up is good either, right? But where we see people standing up, there are lessons to be learned. Come with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. In 2 Chronicles 26, we read the story of good King Uzziah. Uzziah is one of the best kings in the Word of God. He has one of the longest reigns. He has, in fact, the second longest recorded reign. King of Judah, 52 years. Right? Only exceeded by King Manasseh at 55 years. But Manasseh was a wicked king that was converted and did a lot of evil. But he was converted. Uzziah was a really, really good king who made a mistake late. Listen carefully. Now, Uzziah started when he was 16 years old, right? 2 Chronicles 26:3 says, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. Now, I may have mentioned it previously, but oftentimes when we see a good king, we see the mother named, and the mother is often of Jerusalem, right? Which implies Israelite. And when we see bad kings, we don't often see anything about the parents mentioned, or at least the mother. You know who the father is most times. You don't see anything about the mother, so it indicates that either the mother did not do a good job, in which case don't name her, or she was not influential in any way, in which case don't name her, or perhaps she wasn't even Israelite, in which case don't name her. But the named mothers, of which there are few, but tend to be associated almost entirely with the good kings. It's an important lesson for us to learn about the kings, about godly parentage. Okay, especially when you consider that the mother's role in upbringing is significant, greater even than the father's in certain ways. In certain ways, especially the early years. But in certain ways, a mother's role is very, very foundational, very key. Okay, so we know that Uzziah, really good king, began to reign when he was 16, right? His father had been slain, and people of Judah took him and made him king. With 52-year reign, starting at 16, right, he is 68 at the end of his reign. Okay. Now watch this. Verses 2 through 15, Uzziah, it recounts all of these really awesome things that Uzziah did. So we're just going to look at some of them to get us context for verse 16. Verse 14, and Uzziah prepared for them, this is the army, throughout all the host, shields and spears and helmets and harbingers and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and on the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. So this is catapults and all this kind of stuff to defend the city. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped. Right? Marvelously helped indicates spiritual assistance. God was helping him. For he was marvelously helped till he was strong. And then verse 16. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Okay, so let's pause here. Oh, there are many lessons to learn. There are many, many, many lessons to learn. When our focus is not on Uzziah, it's on the opposition to Uzziah. But we're here, and we're going to take a little bit of time to learn about Uzziah. Sometimes God just can't bless us because look what happens. He was marvelously helped and then he got big-headed. There are a lot of times, I can't speak for everyone. I know I can speak for myself. There are a lot of times where I realize that if God were to help me in certain ways, it would hurt me. And that's a shame because it's not God's goal to not help us. Right? It's not God's goal to not help us. God has had followers of his that have been wealthy, that have been prestigious, that have been famous, right? Abraham and Job and David and Solomon. Now, each one of those folks, particularly the two kings, got themselves into different kinds of problems. But they didn't get themselves into problems specifically with the way that God had blessed them. They got themselves into other things. And I can say, like I said, I can say from personal experience that there are times where I recognize that if God blessed me in certain ways, it might hurt me. And it's not anything on him, it's on me. And so we look at Uzziah. These lessons are here for us. These lessons are here for us. Verse 15 says, and his name spread far abroad, and he was marvelously helped till he was strong. And then 16 says, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Okay. And Azariah the priest went in after him. So remember, if you understand how the sanctuary is set up, right? If you understand how the sanctuary is set up, there's the outer court, then there's the holy place, and then there's the most holy place. He's obviously not announcing what he's going to do. If the priest has to come in behind you to stop you, it means that you just went in unannounced and started to go there. No one was supposed to go into the holy place but the priests. Right? No one was supposed to go into the holy place. And in the most holy place, only the high priest and only at a certain time. Right? God's sanctuary was not some casual thing to be just entering and leaving whenever you wanted. There was a whole set of process associated with that. And there was a purpose behind it. It wasn't just formality. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 40 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. I always love when I read this, right? How do you know a man is valiant? Well, there's physical strength and there's moral strength. And almost every time in the Bible, when you see the Bible talk about valiant men, they mean both, right? They mean people that were physically strong and had experience, and it meant morally strong. And here, the moral strength is magnified. Verse 18, and they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast transgressed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Okay? It appertaineth not unto thee. This is not your role. This is not your role. This is not appropriate for you. This is not your business. This is not a responsibility that you have. It is not right for you to do this. The people that have this responsibility are the priests, not even all the Levites, the priests, the sons of Aaron that are consecrated to do it. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Now, they withstood the king. You don't see a lot of place in the Bible where the priests say a whole lot to the kings. And there were some good kings and there were some not so good kings. And you don't see a whole lot of places where the priests say anything to the kings. But they had a responsibility. They might not readily interfere in civil matters, but they had a responsibility in managing the sanctuary. And they took their responsibility seriously. And they confronted him. And they confronted him respectfully, even without the use of the word king. They still spoke to him in a way that is respectful, but they had greater respect for God, whose responsibility they were executing. Okay? And he did not listen, and the Lord was patient with him. They came in after him with 40 priests, 80 priests came in that were valiant men. And they withstood him. And he's angry. So look what verse 19 said. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, this is important. This is important because what happens is many times when we are in the wrong, in the course of doing something wrong, God confronts us through someone, through some circumstance. Your conscience is pricked. Someone says something. You remember something. Whatever the circumstances are, there's some moment of confrontation. We're already wrong, certainly in thought, even if we haven't fully executed. And there's this moment of confrontation. They confront him. Now, if we remember, David was wrong. David had slept with Bathsheba, killed Uriah, gone about his business. Time had passed because the child was born. So some time had passed. And God sends Nathan to give him the parable. He gives him the parable. When David hears the parable and Nathan says, "You are that man," David immediately confesses and repents. Immediately. Here we have a different situation. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And mind you, the altar of incense is very near the border between the holy and the most holy. I mean, he's wrong in a wrong place, in a wrong way. There's nothing but wrongness about what he's involved in. Okay? And while he is angry with them, and he's facing them, and he is annoyed that they have confronted him, instead of accepting that he's wrong and repenting, the leprosy arises. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. They withstood him. The priests of God withstood him in the house of God, which is the only real place where they outranked him. And he did not like that and opposed them, but they stood their ground respectfully. And he was already under their jurisdiction because of where he was. But when he got leprosy, he fell completely under their jurisdiction, according to Leviticus 13 and 14. And they sent him out. And they sent him out. And he ends his awesome reign in disgrace. Ends his awesome reign in disgrace. Verse 21 says, "And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land." So he spent that next bit of time in a leper house, and his son was co-ruler until he died, and then his son took over as the official ruler, reigned in his stead. We have to be willing to stand up for wrong. We may have to wait for the wrong to be in our jurisdiction. We may not have to go looking for wrong. In fact, it's generally inadvisable to go hunting around looking for wrong. It may be more appropriate to deal with wrong when it comes up in our jurisdiction. But when it comes, by God's grace, let us be willing to stand up in a way that is in accordance with the will of God. Let's not stand up like the world. Let's not stand up like somebody else. If you're a priest of God, stand up like a priest of God and defend the sanctuary of God in a way that God can approve. And we know that God approved because God took the action that allowed them to remove him, ultimately. They withstood him, he resisted, and in that resistance, the judgments from God fell. Where he would have simply have been reproved, and we don't know what would have happened, but we can tell that the leprosy happened when it happened, so we know that it was the resistance that brought on that last phase. May we be willing to stand up for the right. May we not spend all of our time looking at who should be standing up against the wrong. May we pay attention to whether or not something is in our jurisdiction, is within our responsibility, if we have opportunity to stand up in an appropriate way against that which is wrong. To do so in a way that will glorify God. You see what the priest told him? What the priest told the king is applicable to how the priests themselves behaved. Listen what they said. It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast transgressed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. We need to make sure that when we stand up against the wrong, that it is for the honor of God, and it is done in a way that is right and pleasing in his sight. And if in standing up, we are still yet opposed, God will intervene as he needs to make sure that it happens the way that he wants it to happen. Let's close this study with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of Bible study. We thank you for these lessons here. Oh, it makes my heart sad when I look at King Uzziah. He's one of my favorites, except for this big mistake, but I'm thankful that it was recorded, that we can understand how we ought to live, how we ought to operate, and that we can understand how the priests stood up for what was right and did not just let the fame and importance of the king overwhelm them, but they stood for what was right, especially within their sphere of influence and responsibility. Help us to so discern circumstances that we will do likewise. Be with us and bless us, we pray. Help us to focus on our responsibilities and not so much on other people's. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. Please feel free to contact us via email at BibleQuestions@ASBZone.com. Whether you have questions, comments, or concerns, we look forward to hearing from you. If you're finding this channel to be a blessing, please take the time to share our page with others. And always keep our ministry in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study His Word.